You're listening to Archer Radio. This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, and this is Archer Radio for Tuesday, March 14th, 2006. I don't know about you, but the weather in our area is weird and wacky. Today I got up and it was like 60 degrees outside. And just, I don't know, 4 days ago we were in the 40s and 30s. But today, this being Monday, because I'm recording this Monday evening, the temperature today was 86 degrees. Can you fucking believe that? It was hot as hell. I don't know if it broke a record, though. That's what I didn't pay attention to. But I don't know if it's this time of the year. It just usually gets that way. But I was watching the news, and of course they had all of the news about the tornadoes in the Midwest. 100 tornadoes breaking, whatever they call it. Touching down. Tornadoes touching down in the Midwest. And in Missouri, and I was worried about John Ong. I hope he wasn't anywhere in, I don't think he is. He's in Kansas City on the other end, on the other edge. Anyway, they have tornadoes in the Midwest, and there are fires in Texas. And I don't know what the hell's going on with this crazy weather. But now, in my area, we're supposed to be back in the 40s by the end of the week with some possible wet, slushy snow. I don't know why the weather's so crazy, but today it was actually nice. I mean, granted, it was a little warm, but the sun was out all day, the birds were chirping, it really felt like late spring, early summer. Although I'm not ready for it to be hot yet, I turned on the air conditioning in my car for the first time, and I'm just not used to having the air conditioning on again. I mean, on my way to school slash work, I had to turn on the defroster, the heat, because it was so foggy and moist that there was mist all over the windshield, so I had to dry that off. So the weather is just fucking crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. Well, anyway, as you know, what I do every weekend when I'm spend the weekend with the boyfriend is I record all my shows on the DVR and then watch them. Well, when I got home from work today, I watched my recorded shows of Grey's Anatomy. Now, if you haven't seen it, the show, I guess consider this a spoiler alert, but actually not really, because I don't really have too much to say about it, but just that I still am loving the show. They take a couple weeks off, and then they come back, and I remember everything that's going on, and I absolutely love it. I think Izzy is going to get in trouble with this guy who's got the heart problem. He's not going to be able to get a heart transplant, and then she's going to... Well, she may lose the cute guy. What's his name? I never know what his name is. But then, of course, there's that still that flirtation between Meredith and Miss Dr. Dreamy, or Dr. McDreamy, Patrick Dempsey, who, oh my God, he is dreamy. You know, he is just, he's like a perfect person. Well, not really perfect, but, you know, he's a really nice guy. He's got those rugged good looks. He's obviously intelligent. You know, I mean, he's successful. I remember when he was in a movie in 1987, was it maybe? Called The Pizza Boy. I remember then, he was skinny and scrawny then, but I thought he was really adorable then. But, and of course, I've seen him in almost everything he's been in. I think so. And have I talked about this before? I don't really even know. But Patrick Dempsey is absolutely dreamy. Sorry, Mr. Boyfriend, or should I say Stanislaus, because that's the name the boyfriend has chosen to go by on the show. But, doesn't take away my love for you, because you know, Patrick Dempsey's probably, well, I'm sure he's straight, but the point is that he plays an amazing character on Grey's Anatomy, and I just love that show, absolutely love it. Speaking of television, Sunday night was crazy TV night. I DVR Desperate Housewives, Grey's Anatomy, and then this just started on Sunday night, the season premiere of The Sopranos, and that new show, Big Love. I haven't seen it yet. I have it on the DVR. But I did watch The Sopranos. Now, definitely, for those of you who watch The Sopranos or, you know, are starting to watch it this season, don't, or, you know, mute the podcast right now, because I am going to spoil, give a spoiler here for The Sopranos. They did a little clip at the beginning where they basically brought you up to speed what you've been missing, because they haven't been on for like a year and a half or something like that. And sure enough, it was actually pretty easy to get right back into the characters and who they were and what they are, I mean, what they're doing and stuff like that. So, I mean, I had no problem with that, because I've watched every single season of The Sopranos. But there was, I should keep a running count of how many people get killed. I think there was only three last night. But anyway, I can't remember exactly. The spoiler is that Tony Soprano gets shot in the stomach by his uncle, the guy who's going senile, and I think he has Alzheimer's, I'm not sure. So, and of course, the show ends with Tony Soprano lying on the kitchen floor with blood, and he had just called 911, but he's unable to tell them what's wrong or what has happened, so you have no idea. And, you know, they didn't show any previews of the next week's show, but that's probably because they don't want you to know what's going to happen. Then, of course, the poor guy who was like a, I don't know, he's just like a errand boy, I guess would be. I don't really know what their titles are, but this guy just does small jobs for the Soprano clan. And he inherited $2 million, and he wanted to retire and leave the family and go to Florida. And he asked Tony and all that, but basically Tony said, no, it's not going to happen. You're going to stay with us and so forth. Well, then he had already been approached by the feds to be, a witness against them. And they approached him again and said, you need to, you know, keep in contact with us and so forth. But the guy couldn't take the pressure and he killed himself. He hung himself in the basement. So, poor that guy. I don't even know what his name was. So anyway, this final season of The Sopranos is off to a good start with teasing us with Tony being shot at the very first episode. Of course, he can't die because the whole show is based on him, so that would be, you know, ludicrous to have him die. So I'm sure Tony will be around, but you just don't know what's going to happen and so forth. I mean, it's just TV is just a good break from life. I mean, you know that things are just, they're totally not real. It's totally fictitious. But it's a good way to just forget about what the hell's going on in your life and just, for, you know, a couple hours, get away from it all and follow the characters of these shows and just forget about everything that's going on in your life. I think that's what I like about watching these dramas or these, whatever they call them on TV, craziness. So that's the TV roundup. And I haven't watched the Big Love show, so I can't really comment on that, but I will be watching it soon. And I watched Desperate Housewives right as it was on, and I loved the way the Bree's cute son had his boyfriend punch him so it would look like his mother hit him. Now that's love. Well, I guess for those of you who don't really watch Desperate Housewives, you have no idea what's going on, but anyway. Love The Desperate Housewives, love Grey's Anatomy, love Sopranos. It's going to be busy, busy, busy TV viewing. And I never have enough time to watch everything, so. Anyway, so that's the TV update, whatever. I guess I should update the weekend. As you heard on yesterday's show, the boyfriend and I had Stanislaus had, excuse me, we had a crazy drive home from the winery yesterday. He was acting so silly. I mean, because we were so silly. And it was fun. We had a really fun time. Sorry the quality wasn't that great, because the iRiver in the car without a microphone isn't very good. And I know that, but at least you got to hear our conversations and stuff. So, but the weekend was fun. We went to wineries and we wrote our articles and I took some video. Oh, speaking of the video, we were at Wyndham Winery out in Leesburg, Virginia. And I say Leesburg, but really it's Hillsboro, Virginia. And there were these really cute ducks, and I went ahead and shot a really short video of the ducks, and I'm going to be posting that tomorrow, so you'll get to see a really short video tomorrow of these really cute ducks, and we got to feed the ducks. It was fun. You know, I want to go back to the TV thing for a minute. If you listen to, well, I don't know, three or four podcasts recently have been talking about sitcoms from the 80s. And they were, like, on J. Michael Haas's Daily Purge, he had people call in and sing their favorite 80s sitcom theme song. And then the penis explosion, PNS explosion was talking about what's that show? Now I can't remember it. The Facts of Life, yeah. Well, I did some just playing on the internet and found this one site that has a ton of the actual theme songs from these 80s sitcoms and other TV shows as well. So I decided, excuse me, you know, I'm at the end of this little cold I have, and I keep having sinus issues. Anyway, on this site, you can download all these different audio clips of the sitcoms' theme songs. So what I did was I downloaded a whole bunch, and I decided I'm going to do a little, not really a contest, but you remember how I used to do the Guess the Movie? Well, now it's going to be Guess the Sitcom Theme Song. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a theme song clip. They're very short, like a minute or less, of the music that went along with the show. And you have to guess which TV show the theme was from. Some will be easy, some will be hard. And I'm not going to give any clues about the TV show because I think that's, you know, cheating. This is kind of a variation of, as I said, the Guess the Movie, and a variation of Special Delivery Mark's Guess the Movie set. But anyway, so for our first Guess the... I need to come up with the exact name for this. But it's Guess the Sitcom Theme Song. And listen to this theme song, and then you can email me your guess, or you can leave comments on the website for this post, and let me know what you think, what your guess is. So listen to this. Now, some of you will probably already know what that theme song is and what the TV show is, but as I said, I'm not going to give any clues. Hopefully, you were able to guess that, and you are currently emailing me, or you are leaving a comment on the website. I think that's what you should do. So, you know, did I mention last week that I got... Well, I know that on the call-in show from, I don't know, more than a week ago... we had a caller that wasn't able to get through from Maupassant, and I forgot that I had gotten this email from him about that, and he was saying that he was having technical difficulties. But the interesting thing here is he wrote a paragraph here. Let me just read this email. This was from last week, and he wrote, "You might be interested to know that your show is not limited to a gay audience. I'm straight and enjoy it. Like the videos very much. Like the boyfriend, too. You two are very cute together." And then he goes on to say, could he have a name? Well, hopefully, Maupassant, by now, you have heard that the boyfriend chose the name Stanislaus. And he's calling me Horace, but I don't think that's going to stick. And I don't know that we're going to stick with Stanislaus, but, you know, everyone's asking for a name, so Stanislaus it is right now. But the interesting part of that is that Maupassant is a straight man, and he listens to the show. And I really would love to get to talk with him on Skype to find out what he finds so appealing about a gay show. And, as a straight man, how he found me in the first place, and all of that. So, Maupassant, we're going to have to set up a conversation on Skype where we can talk. And if I remember correctly, you are from Canada, so we will have to work out a time for us to talk and get all those details about that. Because I'm really interested to find out. And I know that we have our straight girl listener, Beth, but I don't know if there's any other straight men out there, straight people, I should say, who listen to the show. So if you are a straight person and you listen to Arch Radio, send me an email. Let me know, what you find so appealing about that you listen to it, and how you found me and stuff like that. That would be interesting to hear. Yeah. So moving right along, boys and girls, after that short little interlude, I realized that I have a P.O. box that I can use for different things. I've had it for a while, but I haven't ever told the listeners. Actually, I told one listener what the address is, and it was Paul in Philadelphia, and he sent us the book, Stealth Health, which the boyfriend is following. But, I keep hearing on different shows, like three different shows, that they're giving out the address to their P.O. box, and they want people to send them things. Well, not that I'm asking you to send me anything, but I just thought I would give out the P.O. box if you ever wanted to send something to Arch Radio. And I'll tell the address on the air, but I'll also post it on the website, just in case you feel so inclined. Oh, excuse me, I burped. I haven't done that in a while. And actually, when I think about it, I would have no idea what you would send. That's the thing. I mean, I haven't gotten candles from Phoebe's in a long time, but I don't really know, because I don't really need anything. But I'll just throw it out there, and if anybody, if you like Paul with the book, if he wanted to send the book, he could certainly do that. And of course, I'll take DVDs, CDs, whatever. Excuse me. I'm not asking for anything. That's the weird part. These other people just put their P.O. boxes out there, and I know they're asking for some specific things, but I'm not asking for anything. I'm just giving you the address in case you ever wanted to send something, like if you thought something would be relevant to the show or to a conversation I've had or whatever. All right, in any case, the address for the P.O. box, it's actually at the UPS store. It's 1069 West Broad Street, number 182, Falls Church, Virginia, 22046. And I will post that on the website too, with this entry. So, I'll just throw it out there, whatever. You can use it or not. It's totally up to you. Did you see if you went to the website for yesterday's show, the Crazy on the Road show, there's a picture of the boyfriend making a funny face. There's no reason why I posted it. I just thought it was funny and thought I would post it. So, watching the news again tonight, it seems like the bird flu is back in the news. Have you heard this? That there's supposedly a new strain of the bird flu. Excuse me. And all the experts are saying it's just a matter of time before it gets to the U.S., Well, I was watching, I think it was Good Morning America this morning, and they were showing how quickly this bird flu would spread once it hit the United States without any drugs or methods to stop it. Excuse me. I really can't wait to get over this cold, but anyway. The bird flu, they showed this graphic, and they showed the timeline, like within 3 or 4 months, it would be all over the country, and there'd be people dropping like flies. And they said they, even though it's called the bird flu, it actually affects your lungs, where your lungs basically shut down and die. So it's totally respiratory, and it's a little scary. But as with the whole terrorism thing and what you should have in your house for terrorist attacks and stuff like that, I can't say that I would ever pick anything. Go. Get drugs ready for it or whatever. I just wouldn't do that. And I certainly, like for the whole terrorist thing, I don't have duct tape in my house. I don't have bottled water. I have bottled water, but I drink it. I mean, it's like, in use. It's not like stored away. So I wouldn't do any of that stuff. So whatever they're saying for to prepare for the bird flu, I'm not doing it. I just, you know, once you die, you die. If you just, you know, if it happens, it happens. But anyway, so the whole bird flu thing's back in the news. I guess, you know, the news is cyclical because, as we hear, we always have the weather is always a major issue, the war in Iraq, the failure of the Bush administration's presidency, whatever, and medical things. So, I mean, it's like the same shit is on the news every day, but just, you know, different variety. And as I was saying earlier, the whole weather thing, that's a big issue this week. So, but you can't forget, that's why we have television. And that's why you have to watch Grey's Anatomy. Desperate Housewives, The Sopranos, and that new show, Big Love. Even though I'm not being sponsored to advertise Big Love, and I haven't even watched it yet, so I really have no idea. I can't speak to it. But having all that stuff in the news, you have to have your diversion from reality. So watch TV. Watch TV. That's what I say. And then, of course, get a big old crush on Patrick Dempsey because he is so dreamy. Actually, I think that's what I'm going to name this podcast. Patrick Dempsey is Dreamy. Oh, the boyfriend will love that one. You know, and I should look up Patrick Dempsey's filmography on the IMDb. Oh, no, Maureen Stapleton died today. I'm just seeing it on the news right now. Oh, she was good. Oh, okay, well, sorry to hear that. Let's go to the Internet Movie Database. And what was she in? Was she in a TV show, Maureen Stapleton? I know she was in the movie Reds. Oh, she was 80 years old. She won an Oscar. I forget what. Oh, too bad. Chronic pulmonary disease. Poor thing. Okay, we were going to... I got totally thrown off there because I was watching the news and that picture of Maureen Stapleton came up and she died. And on the... Oh, that's interesting. On the Internet Movie Database website, they have a little thing on the side that says, breaking news, Maureen Stapleton dies at 80. Poor thing. Okay, we're going to look at Patrick Dempsey. Patrick Dempsey... I probably spelled it wrong. Let's see. Yep, I did spell it wrong, but there it is. Oh, God, he is so cute. Oh, my gosh, he's younger than me. He was born January 13th, 1966. Let's see. Of course, he's in Grey's Anatomy. Oh, he's Dr. Derek Shepherd. I always forget his name. What other things has been... I guess he did some... He's done a lot of TV work, I guess. Oh, he was in Sweet Home Alabama. I like that movie with Reese Witherspoon. Of course, he was in Will and Grace, which I loved him in Will and Grace. That's why, because I love to think of him as gay, but he's not. God, I don't recognize any of these other movies. Oh, TV. He's done a lot of TV movies. Where's that one? Loverboy. Oh, 1989. He was in Loverboy. I forget what other movies he's been in. Oh, Meatballs 3. God, Fast Times, the TV series. I didn't realize he's done more TV than anything, but oh my God, he's so cute. Let's see, if he was born in 1966, that makes him 40. He just turned 40 in January. Oh my. Well, I got an email. You probably didn't hear that little ding, but I just got a little ding, and that means I got an email. Let's see, who's it from? Nobody I know. It's junk mail. Anyway, I should end this podcast. I'm rattling on about Patrick Dempsey for no reason. He's gorgeous, and you know it, and he's dreamy. And that's all I'm going to say about Patrick Dempsey. But that is going to be the name of this podcast. Patrick Dempsey is Dreamy. All right, boys and girls, enough of my rambling. Tomorrow you'll get to see the video of the ducks at Wyndham Winery. And who knows what the rest of the week holds. If I have things to talk about, you will hear it. If I don't, you will have silence. Anyway, boys and girls, thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging in there this long. Thanks for staying subscribed. And if you so feel, that's not a really good way to say it. But anyway, the address for the post office box is going to be on the website if you want to send me anything at all. So, again, thanks for listening. Stay subscribed, call the listener line, leave comments, make sure that you give me your guess for the Guess the Sitcom theme song. And that's it. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.